Would you turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 5? Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. I say then, walk in the what? In the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit is essential. Walking in the Spirit means that, well, first of all, you need to get filled with the Spirit. You can't walk in the Spirit. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's not about what you know. It's who you know. Amen? And in this, he says, if you'll walk in the Spirit, if you're led by the Spirit, let me share with you that walking in the Spirit is divine order. It's divine position. This is where not only divine order is established, divine position is established, but the divine nature is expressed when we're in divine order. And in this, then you can overcome the works of the flesh. Now, the works of the flesh are associated with self, the old man, the man that was born in darkness, the man that was the child of Satan. That's why you must be born again, so that you are born of Christ now, no longer the servant of disobedience. No longer a liar or a thief. No longer promoting of self or lustful. In this, you are a new creation in Christ, where old things have passed away and all things have become new. Only if you're walking in the Spirit. Amen. Only if, listen.
Well, I've been a believer 30 years and I'm
still indulging in the flesh. Well, then you're not in the Spirit. There's a difference. And who you serve when you die is where you go. This is reality. And in this, he says, verse 17, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you what? That you wish. In other words, what the flesh desires. Because the flesh loves self. Verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law of death, sin, hell, and the grave. Now the works of the flesh are what? They are evident, which are what? Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries and alike, or things that are like that. Amen? These that are contrary to the will of God or the righteousness of Christ. He says, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who what? Those who what? Those who what? Practice. Such things will not what? Inherit the kingdom of God. Well, that blows the theology of once saved, always saved, doesn't it? These are the fruits of the flesh, which is the fruit of darkness. Verse 22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, because you have control over self, which is control over flesh. Amen? Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ, again, Christ associated with being in the Spirit in divine order, have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires, because its passions and desires are to fulfill the will of darkness, the will of Satan. Does everybody understand that? If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, or envying one another. In this we see that we will know them by their fruit. Amen? We will know them by their fruit. So if you come across a believer, it still baffles me many times where I get so many calls of, I get people calling saying, I'm struggling with this, and whatever, and, I just don't know what to do about whatever. And first thing I'll ask them is, Well, where are you at? Where are you at? Where's your walk at? Where are you at? What are you associating with? Well, I'm dating someone. Oh, well, she's a good Christian. Well, does she go to bed with you? Well, yeah. Well, then she's not a good Christian. Hello. And you're not a good Christian. In fact, you're not a Christian at all. That's not Christ-like. Amen. To be a Christian means that you have fruits that are associated with Christ-like. That's what a Christian is. There's no such thing as a Baptist. There's no such thing as a Pentecost. There's no such thing as a Catholic. They are not. That's got nothing to do with eternity. If you are a Christian, you are Christ-like. And if you are a Christian, you are Christ-like, your fruits will show that. There's the difference. There's none of all this other foolish man-made stuff. This is not about religiosity. It's about a relationship with Christ. And you will know the difference because you will know their fruits. Psalm 5. Everybody there? Glory. Let's speak it together. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will what? Pray. For you too I will what? Pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you. And I will look up to you. Let me share something with you. Prayer. If you are not a person of prayer, there's no way you can bear fruits of Christ. Because prayer mortifies your flesh. Prayer. If you're not a person that seeks Christ in the morning, then you're not a first attacker. Because what you first do in the morning affects you the rest of the day. I get people telling me, well, I pray at night. Well, what good is that? What, to protect your dreams? You're to attack every morning. You're to pray every morning. Prayer is to make contact with heaven every morning. Well, I'm just too busy. Well, then God's too busy for you. Hello. There's a difference. Prayer. What you seek, what you sow. First thing, listen, if you sow in the morning prayer, you're going to reap. Amen? Because you're making contact with heaven. You make contact with heaven. And when you go to prayer, you warfare. You don't go there with all of your requests, like a letter to Santa Claus. Oh, Lord, I need this. Oh, Lord, I need that. He knows what you need. He first wants you. The only thing you need is him. Amen. And he makes way. First seek the kingdom of God and all things will be added to you. But it says seek his righteousness. Why? So you can bear fruits of righteousness. Amen. Again, you'll know them by their fruit. And if you're not a person that's seeking the Lord in the morning, how can you bear fruits of Christ? It's impossible. You will be an up and down roller coaster. You'll be led by how you feel. And if things aren't going your way, you get all flustered and frustrated and bonkered. Why? Because you have not made connection. Because you cannot withstand. You cannot endure. And you cannot stand against the enemy. Because you're not making contact. Amen? He says, I will seek you every morning. I will pray to you. Verse 4. For you are not a God who what? Takes pleasure in wickedness. Nor shall evil dwell with you. What's he saying? Man, if I don't seek you, then I'm going to produce wickedness. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will what? Our worship toward your holy temple. This word fear means reverence, respect, and honor. Reverence, respect, because I reverence you, I respect you, and I honor you. I come to worship you. You know, the word says that the Father seeks true worshipers, but does not hear the prayer of a sinner until he repents. Verse 8. Lead me, O Lord, in your what? Righteousness, because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God, and let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out into the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. And this is powerful. Now, there's something that the Spirit put on my heart this morning. And it's called the fruit of justice. The fruit of justice. And the fruit of justice is the quality of one who practices righteousness. I want to say this again. The fruit of justice is the quality of one who practices righteousness. In other words, they judge according to the fruit of righteousness. And because they judge according to the fruit of righteousness, they are called the just. They are called the what? Just. In a word, they used to be called the way, because Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? And so the enemy would send out troops. In fact, Saul was a servant of the enemy who would go out, and he was looking for those who were of the way, because they were known as the just. And there's a difference between just and unjust. And there's an area where there's a fruit of justice, which is the quality of one who practices righteousness. And they judge according to the fruit of righteousness. So the fruit of justice is righteousness. Go to Psalm 37. In this, an individual will not only practice righteousness, but he will execute justice. I want to say that again. This is where an individual not only practices righteousness, but he executes justice. In Psalm 37, in verse 1, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither is the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the what? As the noonday. In this, I want to share with you that God is getting ready to make a tremendous move in this country. And he is looking for the just. Because through the just, he will flow and hope to rescue the unjust. It says here, those who trust and dwell. That word dwell means to abide. Again, we go back to the word abide. There's three areas that we are to abide. We are to abide in his presence through worship. We are to abide in his word through prayer. And we are to abide in the fellowship known as the body. Three areas that we abide. So we are to trust and dwell, and of course abide, and then feed on his faithfulness and delight. In other words, as you commit your ways to him, Lord, in other words, you're acknowledging him in everything. So he's always before you, isn't he? So if he's always before you, in that arena of always being before you, you have a relationship. If he's not before you, there is no relationship. That's religion. Because if you truly have a relationship, the Lord is always before you. He's always right there. You have communion with him. You speak to him. He speaks to you. You acknowledge him. Lord, show me what I'm to do. Because he's always there. And because you are seeking him, he's releasing his character in you. And in his character, it's producing the fruit of righteousness. And while you're producing the fruit of righteousness, you are known as the just. Because the just judge by fruits. Has everybody got it? We are ones who practice justice. We fight for justice. We fight for those who've been misused and abused. We fight for them. We fight for the righteousness cause of Christ. We are fighters. We are warriors sent from the throne room of God. So we can declare his truth to those who don't practice truth, who do not know truth. Amen? See, when the word says, you will know the truth, the word know means that those who practice truth, you can't just know truth. You must practice truth. There's a lot of people that know truth and still don't practice it. Amen? You must not only know it, but you must practice it to be free. Because if you're not practicing it, you're not sowing. And what you sow is what you reap. So we will know them by the fruit, won't we? Go to Psalm 89. The fruit of justice is to practice righteousness. Psalm 89 and verse 11. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours, the world in all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon, rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm, strong in your hand, and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your what? Say it again. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Shouldn't it be our foundation then? Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long. And in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. You are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is what? Exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. So in this again, righteousness and justice is the foundation of his truth, of his throne. So that should be our foundation. Righteousness and justice. Righteousness and justice. Why? Because those who practice these things are called the just. They are called the what? The just. And in this is where you are justified. You are justified because you are associate with the just one. And let me share with you, in this move of God that God is bringing, it's exposing. It's exposing. You know, one of the things that happens when God moves is there's exposure. It's amazing. People call for fire of God and then they run when it comes. Because they don't want to be exposed. They want God to touch them and bless them, but they don't want him to expose them. Sorry. To be blessed is to be exposed. Everyone say to be blessed is to be exposed. So we're going to know by the fruit, aren't we? You know, we have a wonderful teaching called Who's in Your Mirror? And sometimes we need to look in there and find out who's in our mirror. And you're going to find out who's in your mirror by what you associate with and what the fruits are. Amen? You know, even right now, we are in such a tremendous time because there's a shift in government. Right now, there's a political, but there's a spiritual fight. In the spiritual fight, we are calling down the legislated government of the spiritual realm and high places and territorial spirits that are ruling and influencing political arenas, aren't we? We are calling them down because we want the just in office. And listen, when you vote this year, you're to judge them by the fruit. You're not to vote for someone that promotes abortion. You're not to vote for someone that promotes same-sex marriage. This has got nothing to do with color, creed, or culture. This has got to do with fruits of righteousness. It's not what someone can give you. There's a lot of promises that they give. But who you approve with, you'll be judged the same way you approve of. Are you listening? So if you're going to put somebody in office that promotes abortion and suicide, you will be judged the way that person is because blood is on your hands. Because that is not the fruit of righteousness. That is not the just. They are the unjust. Amen? Listen, it is up to the body of Christ to stand up and fight for what is correct. Not to become a compromiser or complacency. Not with our hands hanging out from the government to provide for you. Our provision comes from the throne room of God. He is all source of all provision. Everything else is a resource. Amen? There are people who don't want to get healed so they can collect their Social Security. That's just plumb dumb. You kidding? I don't want to get healed. I won't get a check. You better check your spirit. Because your fruit's being checked. Hello. Go ahead, slap your neighbor and tell him, this is for you. Wake up. Psalm 106. You know, if half the body was awake, we wouldn't be putting these idiots in office. Psalm 106. But that's what the enemy likes to do. He likes to put people asleep. They want to go with the flow of the world. They want to call people, hey, who are you voting for? I'm voting for the one that's righteous, the just one. Oh, glory. Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endure forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who what? Keep justice. And he who does righteousness when he feels like it. When he what? All times. Oh, yes. Who can utter the acts? Praise only. Those who keep justice and practice righteousness. Proverbs 21. The fruit of justice is the quality of one who practices righteousness. Proverbs 21. Let's start at verse 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Oh, hallelujah. But the Lord weighs the hearts to do what? Righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than what? Than sacrifice. You know, many people go, Lord, you know, do you see what I do for you, Lord? Oh, Lord, look at all the sacrifices I've done and given up. Oh, shut up. And verse 4. A haughty look, a pride heart, and the plowing of the wicked are what? Sin. I want to share something with you. Never approach the Lord and, oh, Lord, your humble servant comes before you. Puke. You don't have to tell him who you are. He knows you. And if you have a relationship, you know that he knows you. You don't have to tell him you're humble. Hello. In fact, you don't have to tell him anything, actually. He knows everything about us, doesn't he? And his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is quickening us for the things to pray. So you don't have to go to him, your humble servant. You can go to him as my Father. Because if you acknowledge yourself as his son and daughter, you have relationship. See, in relationship, he's more than God. Now that may sound strange. I know that he is God. He's the creator of all things. But he desires me to know him more than just God. He wants me to know him as dad. He's my dad. He's my father. I'm his son. He loves me. There isn't anything he'd hold back from me. He wants to give me everything. And I want to do everything to please him. Because I love him. Not because of what he's done for me, but because of who he is. See, in relationship with the Lord, there is a father-son or father-daughter relationship. It's not a God relationship. A God relationship is with people who have a long-distance relationship. If you're close to the Lord, he's Father. And you're his son and daughter. There's a difference. And if you're close to him, you will produce the fruits of righteousness, the fruits of justice. They will be produced. They will manifest through you. Why? Because he's always with you. He's right before you. He's not distanced. There is no distance relationship. It's close. It's you and him. See, you could lose everything, and there's still you and him. That's why he says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. What's he doing? He's testing to see if he's still number one in your life. He wants to try to bring you to the place where you know that no matter what you're going through, you're going to go through. And everything is to train you. How else are you going to learn without suffering? The Bible even says Jesus learned through suffering. Amen? So welcome to the earth, man. It's a place of suffering. It's a place where you're going to learn. And you're going to go from one suffering to another suffering. But you can count it all joy. He says, I chasten those whom I love. You can guarantee he's going to expose and he's going to bless. You're going to suffer and you're going to get blessed. You're to be trained up for an eternal purpose. Not for a temporary. For an eternal purpose. See, this is where we got to begin to look beyond what the natural realm tells us. What the natural realm tries to implement in how we're being influenced by this realm. We don't even belong here, man. That's why we need to sleep. Your spirit doesn't sleep. Hello? Your flesh needs to sleep. That's how we make contact with the other realm. Why we sleep. So we can be rejuvenated. Without sleep, you can't make it here. That will definitely let you know we don't belong here. Amen. Hello? Isaiah 56. The fruit of justice. Isaiah 56. You know, God never forces us to do anything, but there's times when he causes us to listen or hear. You know, it's like when we fall in the pit, you know, then we're, okay, what's up, Lord, what happened? Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, rescue me. Well, why wait till you have to eat dirt to get right? Why not get right without eating dirt? Amen. You know, it's amazing how many times we have to go around the mountain. There is no shortcut through it. The only way you can get through it is through his righteousness. He makes a way to his throne. And by being in the Spirit, you can go anywhere. Amen? And Isaiah 56, in verse 1. Thus says the Lord, keep what? Justice and do righteousness. For my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, the son of man who lays hold on it, and who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, and keeps his hand from doing evil. Now, the word Sabbath here, of course, we know we associate with this in the Old Testament as a day of gathering. But in the New Testament, the Sabbath is associated with abiding, so that you and I abide, because he is the Lord of the Sabbath. It's not about a day. You're in the Sabbath every day. Amen? Amen? You're in the Sabbath every single day. Why? Because you are to abide in him. That's what the Sabbath is associated with, is to abide. And again, we're to abide in his presence, amen, his word, and fellowship in the body of Christ. So he requires, he said, keep justice and do righteousness. And if we do not defile the abiding, those fruits will be manifested. Amen. Go to Psalm 37. Hallelujah. Psalm 37 and verse 11. It says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just. The who? The wicked plots against the just. In other words, your enemy is trying to get you to stumble. He's trying to get you to sow in the flesh so you reap corruption. It says, the wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay those who are upright conduct. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be what? Broken. So, you know, your fight is with the unseen realm. That's why it's important for us to make what is unseen to become seen. In other words, you must ask yourself, who told me that, and where did you come from? Why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? In other words, you must search this through. What is the unseen realm trying to influence me? If you'll judge your own fruit, you'll see. If you begin to practice things that are not correct towards God, of things of unrighteousness, you know that you are becoming unjust. Hello. In this, we must ask ourselves, who told me that, and where did you come from? Where did this influence come from in my life? Did I inherit this? Or is this just a demon that came up I can't see that's speaking to me? Hello. Why? Because it's our responsibility to make what is unseen to become seen so that we practice righteousness. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs 3, the fruit of justice. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31. Do not what? Envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord. But his secret counsel is with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the what? The just. Surely he scorns the scornful, but he gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. So the house of the wicked shall be cursed, but the house of the just shall be what? Blessed. Go to Proverbs 17. I want you to look at this carefully in verse 15. Proverbs 17, verse 15. He who what? Justifies the wicked. Look at this. He who justifies the wicked. What is justifying the wicked? You make excuses for the wicked. You choose the wicked. You allow it to proceed. You don't prevent it. That means you justify it. He who justifies the wicked and he who what? Condemns the just. Both of them alike are in a what? Abomination to the Lord. How many of y'all want to be abomination to the Lord? Good. Then don't justify the wicked. Amen. Don't promote those who practice wickedness, but expose them. Is everybody okay? Vitally important. This is going to be vital right now because God is getting ready to pour out His Spirit in a mighty way. And He's going to pour out the Spirit on the just, not the unjust. And there's a lot of people who think that they're just, but their fruits stink. They will be exposed and hope to get right. Amen? Praise God. Proverbs 29. The fruit of justice is the quality of practicing righteousness. You can expect tremendous more exposure to come. You're going to find out in places in the body of Christ that things are not right. Proverbs 29. Is everybody there? The Bible says that judgment is in the house of God. Judgment is necessary before the wrath. Verse 26. Let's go to 25. I'm sorry. The fear of man brings a what? A snare. But whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the what? Righteous. It should be an abomination to you. If you are walking upright, those who practice unrighteousness, you should hate not the person, but the sin. Amen? We are to hate evil, not pet it. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. Whoa. So you're an abomination to the wicked. They hate you. Romans chapter 1. Things are going to get quite crazy soon. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Romans 1, 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. They are without what? Excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were what? Were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became what? Fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things, because they began to worship nature. They began to worship what things that God created instead of the Creator. And in so, they no longer practiced righteousness. Amen? They practiced unrighteousness. But the just live by faith. Go to 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9. Is everybody there? Let's speak it, please. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelries, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Wow. So if you approve of their acts, you'll be judged like they will. Has everybody got it? And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Wow. So you and I have been justified and sanctified, haven't we? Because of his righteousness, we became justified. And because we seek him and follow him, we practice righteousness, which is the fruit of justice. Amen? Go to 1 John chapter 3. And then one more scripture. And verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. So if we're going to be like him when he's revealed, aren't we supposed to be like him now? And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever what? Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sinned has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the what? Of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning, so is a liar from the devil. Amen. Can a believer backslide and become a servant of darkness? Yes. I mean, this has got to be a reality to us. So that we're not deceived. We're to judge by fruit. Amen? For this purpose, the Son of God was what? Manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he has been what? Born of God. Why? Because, in other words, you can't sin. And it doesn't mean that you don't make a mistake. It doesn't mean that if a hammer falls on your foot or you walk into a wall and you say something stupid. Like, whatever. You know? Well, because the Lord is in front of you and you have a relationship, it's like, sorry, I didn't mean that. The flesh, you know, the old man spoke up first. You got to beat him down again. Did you ever notice when people get in an argument, it gets worse? Man, they start throwing stuff across and they try to use scriptures. I love it. They're in the flesh and they're trying to use scripture. Like it's going to work. It ain't going to work. Scripture don't work when you're in the flesh because you're not backed by the anointing. It's like throwing powder at each other. That's all you're doing is fluffing each other's flesh. Don't powder the flesh. Step back, repent, and pull the sword out, man. So he who practices righteousness is righteous because it is the fruit of justice. So we must abide. Now, in this, there's an arena where you are honest. One thing you don't want to do, you will not lie. You will be honest. Amen? You are honest. There's a place of honesty and integrity, justice and righteousness. And all of this leads to holiness, which is his cause for me and you, isn't it? The only reason why people lie is to protect themselves. And self is the offspring of darkness. So why would you want to protect self? Expose it. Pride protects self. Fear protects pride. And lying protects fear. That's why he says, turn from your ways. Turn. Repent and turn. Get washed by the blood. Turn. It's time. Because when a wave of glory comes across this country, you want to be the just. Amen. Amen? In Matthew 13, and we'll close here. In verse 24, the fruit of justice. one who executes justice. Verse 24, let's speak it together. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? And he said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and to gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into the barn. Ooh. And what's he talking about? The just and the unjust. The just and the unjust. And we're getting ready. And whatever it is, and wherever you are positioned, if you are out of order, I encourage you to get in divine order. Your associations will show your fruit. Amen. What you approve of will show your fruit. We are the just, not the unjust. We are the righteousness. We are His righteousness in this earth. It is our responsibility to expose and make what is unseen to become seen. It is not a burden. It is a command. As believers of Jesus Christ, let Christ be glorified in us and through us. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let this seed be protected by the blood of Christ, and let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. Let us be strong. Let us be bold. And let us unite against the powers of darkness, the wickedness in heavenly places, and the unrighteousness of the unjust, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.